Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Another blessed day in Christ Jesus. Once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And you know what? I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who's given me the opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that are listening to this broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to this broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at an email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're given to you. Praise be to God. So without further ado, for those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, hey, you know what time it is. You know how we do this. We always open up a prayer before we go into the lesson. And those of you that are first-time listeners, hey, that's what we do. We don't just jump into a lesson. We always get invitation to our Lord to be with us. So as I wait for my brother to come on, and we're going to get down into that as we go into prayer, I just want to take this opportunity to thank God once again for this door he has opened, this opportunity he has given us to present the word, the gospel of Jesus Christ unto you all. Amen. It's truly indeed a blessing. I am humbled to be given this opportunity by the Lord to give the gospel. And I still, in my personal prayer to the Lord, is, Lord, work on me. Make me stronger that I would not renounce you or turn on you. Amen. Because I'm here to tell you once again, and I know many of y'all have heard me say it over and over. You might get say, oh, man, don't say this again. But I have to. And this is the time right now we need to get prepared to come close unto the Lord. Amen. I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for you, brother. This is Brother Robert Gross is on here. Praise be to God. We are doing the Solemn Assembly Part 4 tonight. Thank God for it, for our brother bringing forth the word, teaching and giving the word unto you. And once again, you notice that we're not rushing through it because, amen, you know, God said, hey, when you're teaching the word, you got to go at a certain pace. You can't be rushing through it and stuff like that. You don't want us to do that. I'd rather put a smile on God's face than a frown. Amen. I don't want to put no frown on his face because I know if I put a frown on his face, that ain't good. So, therefore, I want to do the good and keep the smile. So, we at this certain pace. Amen. Solemn Assembly Part 4 tonight. And I want to say before we get ready to start, and I turn it over to the hands of my brother, I want to say and reiterate this again. For those of you who maybe you're just coming in on this, on this part four. Once again, I want to encourage you that after you listen to part four tonight, one of the things about it, Blog Talk Radio does record the broadcast. So if you, whatever page you on, if you look on the left side of God's Word to Man logo, you should be able to click on that and go to the episodes. And the episodes, when you click on it, it'll show you all the episodes we've been doing. It's going to show you 1, 2, and 3. I tell you that because I encourage you to, after you listen to part four tonight, go back and listen to 1, 2, and 3. Because once again, when you come in a middle or an end of a teaching, many times you know it's kind of hard to real hard to grasp the teaching on the subject. And that's why I always encourage people, whether you're going to Bible study or Sunday school, please be on time. Okay? Be on time. Don't come in late, you know, and Sunday school lasts an hour, you come in 45 minutes late. Don't do that. Then go around telling folks you ain't getting fed. Okay? Don't do that, okay? You know you're supposed to be there on time, okay? Amen. And if you come in late, that's your fault, not the pastor or those who teach in fault. Amen? So praise be to God. Thank God for another blessed day. So, brother, I'm going to let you go ahead and do what you got to do in the Lord and go ahead and get this thing going.
Amen. I'd like to start off with prayer, of course. Father, in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ, we come before
yes,
your face
Lord.
With thanksgiving, honor, glory, blessing, and praise. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being present
yes,
with us, oh Lord God. And we know that your word said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst, oh Lord God. Father, we gather together on this broadcast, oh Lord God, so that we might hear your word, oh Lord God. Father, we pray,
yes,
Lord God, that you turn our ears, our understanding. Lord God,
yes,
give us, Lord Jesus, your light, your illumination, oh Lord God.
Yes,
strengthen
Lord.
Us, Lord God, in the understanding of the scripture, Lord Jesus,
yes,
in your
Lord.
Mighty name. Oh Lord God, that
yes.
we may go forward in the spirit and the power of the Lamb, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
I would like to backtrack, okay, to
Isaiah.
Amen. Okay? You know, the first chapter that I left off on?
Right.
The last.
Isaiah chapter 1.
Chapter 1, starting at the 27th verse.
Okay, Isaiah chapter 1. For those of you listening, we're going to Isaiah chapter 1, starting at verse 27. Amen. Isaiah
yep.
chapter 1, starting at verse 27, okay? For those of you that's listening, if you have your Bibles, hey, follow along with us. We don't tell anyone, say, hey, just listen to us. Don't you look in the Bible. Don't you look at no scripture. We don't go there, okay? What we do, we give you the word, point you to the Lord. Hey, if you got your Bible, follow along with us. If you don't have your Bibles, hey, we just ask for your undivided attention. Amen? So,
amen.
Isaiah chapter 1, and I'm going to start at verse 27. And the word of God says, Zion shall be redeemed with judgment, and her converts with righteousness. And the destruction of the transgressors and of the sinners shall be together, and they that forsake the Lord shall be consumed. For they shall be ashamed of the oaks which ye have desired, and ye shall be confounded for the gardens that ye have chosen. For ye shall be as an oak whose leaf fadeth, and as a garden that hath no water. And the strong shall be as tow, and the maker of it as a spark. And they shall both burn together, and none shall quench them.
Now, do you remember last week we were talking about America is going to be attacked, America is going to be bombed, America is going to burn, okay?
Amen.
And the reason why America is going to burn, because America has entered unto the judgment of the Lord because they have disobeyed God's word. And they have gone away from the word of God, okay, because they have allowed many evil things to enter into America, okay? And they have allowed
Amen.
All type of witchcraft to enter into America. They have allowed all kind of false religions to enter into America. And if you look at America, you can see every foul religion, every foul thing, okay, every idea of man, every thought of man, every vain thought of man, you can find it in America, okay?
Amen.
Now, America is not Zion yet, okay? But America
Amen.
Is going to become Zion, okay? Because Zion means the city of God. And
Amen.
America, far from that, okay? All right? America
Amen.
Used to have a America used to have a sort of standard. Used to have sort of a standard, okay? It didn't have
Amen.
It didn't have the complete standard, but it had sort of a standard toward Christ, okay? And believing in
Amen.
The Lord. And they stood up on the rock somewhat. But now they are not standing on the rock. The churches
no.
are not on the rock of Christ, okay? And this here,
Amen.
If you read this, did you hear this 27 verse that says, Zion shall be redeemed with judgment,
right,
and her converts with righteousness, and the destruction of the transgressors and of the sinners shall be together, okay?
Amen.
And they that forsake the Lord shall be consumed. We don't like to talk about that.
No.
What is being consumed? You could be burnt up, okay, or you could be devoured, okay, but to be consumed, okay, is usually by a fire, okay? But the Lord said, you're going to be consumed, okay?
Amen.
Why are they going to be consumed? Why are the people of the Lord going to be consumed? Why are the sinners going to be consumed together with the unrighteous, okay, with the transgressors, okay? Why is the Lord going to wipe out these people off the face of the earth? Why is the Lord going to do that? Don't most people say that the Lord's going to rapture the Christians out of America and out of the world?
Right.
He's going to rapture them out, okay? Well, right here it says that God's going to destroy who out of the world? Who's going to take away? Who is God going to take away? He said he's going to take the sinners away and the transgressors
Amen.
Away. And they that forsake the Lord shall be consumed, okay?
Amen.
So, and do you remember that the Lord said that the meek is going to inherit the earth? How many times did the Psalms say this? How many times did Jesus Christ say this, that the meek shall inherit the earth?
Amen.
Blessed are the meek, they shall inherit the earth. Who's going to inherit the earth? The meek. The people of God are going to inherit the earth. Well, the Lord's going to have to do some house cleaning before.
Amen.
Before America becomes Zion, the Lord's going to have to do some house cleaning, okay? Now, this is one of the scriptures, okay, that I was pointing you to that was saying that America is in prophecy, okay? America is in prophecy, okay? And you can find America in prophecy all through Isaiah. You can go all the way from the first chapter of Isaiah, okay, and you can go all the way through the 60s and the 60s, and you'll find America. The reason why
Amen.
People don't know about America in the scripture because most churches don't really understand that the church is wiped out, or they don't see that the church is wiped out. You know that?
Right.
Most people say that the church has it continue on, okay, after
right.
the apostles was just wiped out, and after the church was wiped out, after Rome got through with the church, okay, what was left? It was nothing left, okay, because they completely destroyed the body of Christ. Daniel says it like this, that they stamped it to bits, stamped it to pieces. They stamped even the residue that was left, the remnant that was left, they went and killed that. The remnant of God's church, the last remnant of his church that was left, they destroyed it, okay? But most churches don't realize that happened, okay? They think they believe what certain people say about Peter having the keys, okay, and about Peter and about somebody being the successor to Peter, okay? They believe that, you know.
Right.
They ain't how the Lord does things. The Lord don't do that. The Lord don't go by no succession. All
right. Right.
He doesn't go by succession. This man inherited this. You cannot inherit things like that. These are things of the kingdom of God, okay? And God gives it to the person that who is ready to receive it, okay? Just like God chose David over Saul, right?
Right.
That's the same way that God chooses things. And you know, Saul, he was looking for his son Jonathan, you know, to take it up. He was saying, "I'm passing this on to my son when I die." That's what's going to happen, okay? And
right.
Paul said, I reject what God has said, okay? In his heart, that's what he said. Because when God chose David to be king and anointed him to be king, and Saul heard about it, what did Saul do? Saul said, "I'm going to kill him. I'm going to get rid of that fellow."
Yeah. Amen.
That's the same way it is. That's the same way it was then, okay? All right? Now let's go to Isaiah, the fourth chapter.
Isaiah chapter 4?
Isaiah chapter 4.
Okay. All you listening, we are going to Isaiah chapter 4. And where you want to start? The first verse?
Yes, sir.
Okay. For all you listening, we're going to Isaiah chapter 4. We're going to start at verse 1. And the word of God says, "And in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel. And it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion and he that remaineth in Jerusalem shall be called holy, even every one that is written among the living in Jerusalem. When the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning. And the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion, and the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud of smoke by day and a shine of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be a defense, and there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and for a place of refuge, and for a covert from storm and from rain." I'm going to patch our other brother on here too with us, brother. God bless. God bless you, brother.
God bless you. I'm listening and learning.
Amen. All right, brother Ronnie. Back to you, brother.
Amen. Okay. So now remember I was telling you about the Lord said he was going to consume the transgressors, okay, and the sinners, okay, out of Zion, you know.
Amen.
He's gonna just like he did to Israel, he's gonna do to America. America
Amen.
Has invited all type of evil within her, okay. And America has been seduced by the evil one, okay,
Amen.
And by the evil one's church. This is
Amen.
The time, okay, when we have to understand what the scripture of God says and who this is talking to, okay. Just like the Lord was talking to Israel, he's talking to America that claimed that they know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, okay? America make great boast. Churches in America make great boast that they know God, okay? And you see many people crowding into churches, okay? They can't do it these days because of that virus going around. But
right.
America, but many other people in America is crowded into churches, okay? And they crowding into churches doing what? They looking at religiosity. They're working
Amen.
In religiosity, okay? They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power of God, okay? And that's
Amen.
Why you see many that's why you see many things coming amongst the people of God that should not be, okay?
Amen.
Now I'm gonna say this. And it might sound like I'm boasting. I'm not boasting. This is not a boast, okay? This is a fact that the people of God should not be afflicted the same things that the sinners are afflicted with. Okay? What am
okay.
I talking about? I'm talking about cancers. I'm talking about diseases. I'm talking about plagues. I'm talking about everything that happened to them ain't supposed to happen to us. Why?
Amen.
Because we're supposed to be walking in a different place. We're supposed to be walking Lord Jesus, okay? His word is supposed to mean something. What is his word supposed to be based on truth? He said, no weapon that forms against you shall prosper. What does that mean? He said, I've created this and I've created that. But no weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. Is the Lord lying? Huh?
No. No.
If the Lord's not lying, right, then who's lying then? Somebody's walking in disobedience. So who's walking in disobedience? The people of God is walking in disobedience.
Amen.
The third verse says, and it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion and he that remaineth in Jerusalem shall be called holy. That's gonna be what happens after the judgment has hit America, okay?
Amen.
The Lord's only going to save the people that's really calling on his name, that's really believing him, that's really following the word of God, that's really set up on a rock, okay? That's really, their whole foundation is Jesus Christ. They believe in the Lord, and they walking in the Lord, and they practicing the Lord, okay? That's what they practice, okay? They're not religious. These people are not religious. These people are not churchgoers. These people are the sons of God. Okay, and that's a difference.
Amen.
And a body of Christ, anybody that professes the name of Christ is supposed to become sons of God.
That's right.
Let's go to the fourth verse.
Right.
When the Lord shall have washed away the filth or the daughters of Zion, you mean America is filthy?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Amen.
As Israel was filthy, we're filthy like they was filthy, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning. Okay, America is going to burn.
Amen.
A prophet recently that passed on, named Dimitri Dudeman, he prophesied that America is going to burn. And the Lord and the angel came to him and showed him visions, okay, of America burning. He said, in one day, because America is as Sodom and America is as Gomorrah. All right? And
yep.
One day she's going to burn, okay? Because we're walking in sin, because we haven't repented of our sins, and because we hate the word of God. We hate God.
Yeah.
What did I say? We hate God.
Yeah.
What do people love to do? What is it that Christians love to do mostly? They love holidays.
Yeah.
You know, ain't nothing wrong with holidays, you know, as long as you keep them where they're supposed to be, you know, keep them in the spirit that it's supposed to be, okay? Christmas is a day for drunkards. Easter is a day for drunkards, okay? Right? Thanksgiving is a day for drunkards, right?
Right.
All these days is the days where you see people set their tables. And they got what on their table do they have? Oh, they got Jim Beam on their table. they got wine on their tables. What else do they got on their table? They got all kinds of stuff, and then they doing other kind of stuff. Okay, but those are days where people those will be. You know what holiday mean? Holy day. Those ain't no holy days because people are doing what they want to do, and sinners love those days. Any day that the sinner loves ain't no holy day.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
You even see some.
Hallelujah.
You even see some Islam having Christmas Day, okay? You see a lot of people having Christmas Day. All kind of people, pagans, you see them having Christmas Day. You know why? Because who is it talking about? Who is it reflecting on? It ain't reflecting on Jesus.
Yeah.
It ain't talking about a joy to the world. The Lord has come. The Lord has come into the world, and he has given his only begotten Son. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the time when the Lord has given his Son to us, and we shall fall on our knees and be glad. Now, what are they doing? They getting drunk.
Right.
Okay. This is what they're doing on those days, okay? These are the days, okay, And this is one reason why. And this is just one thing, okay? This is just a holiday thing, okay? But I'm talking about America is as Babylon, full
wow.
of all type of evil, full of all type of witchcraft, full of all type of voodoo. You got every variety of voodoo. You got it right here in America. Every
wow.
every part, every kind, okay? Every kind of pagan worship, we got it here in America. And then we're protecting their rights to do it.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
We're passing laws and saying, oh, let those people alone. And
right.
this is they're passing laws saying it's all right for two men to do what they're doing. It's all
right
for two women to do what they're doing. It's all right to marry your dog or your cat.
Yeah.
Do it.
Wow.
But this is why America's
wow.
going to burn, because America is as Sodom and Gomorrah. It's with
oh,
no return. Okay?
Oh,
and the Lord said in the fifth verse, and the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud, a smoke. That's something else. Okay, but I'm telling you, America is about to be attacked. Okay? Now, we don't want to talk
Hold
about
that
because that's a bad thing, okay? But I'm
Amen.
I would be afraid too if I was you. And I am afraid,
yeah.
okay? I don't want America to be invaded. I don't want America to burn, okay? But America has gone when people go out on the street and witness for Christ, what do they get? People be about ready to stone you out there.
Amen.
For talking about Jesus, they don't even want to hear about Jesus. As soon as they think you're about to say Jesus or anything about Jesus, they turn away.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
hate Jesus. They hate the idea of Jesus. Even people that go to church hate the idea of Jesus. They don't want Jesus outside of the church.
Amen.
Wow.
One person said in the newspaper, in sometime newspaper years ago, it said, we want a Jesus, a bloodless Jesus. We don't want this bloody Jesus.
Mm.
What they talking
wow.
about? They talking about they don't believe in the blood of Jesus anymore. And that's the thing that the gospel is based upon. The our salvation is based on the blood of Jesus, that he shed it for our sins. For our transgressions, hallelujah! Hallelujah! He died upon that tree, okay? But you know what America's saying? They're saying, let's get rid of that part. We don't want to talk about that no more. We don't want to talk about the crucifixion anymore. That's past knowledge. That's past news. We don't follow in that tradition anymore. That is not a tradition.
Right.
That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. That was foretold for many years that this seed was come and this seed would die for his people. This seed, and he would shed his blood for the transgressions, iniquities of my people. Will he die?
Wow.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Whoa. Glory.
Now, we don't like to talk about that, okay? But
No. No blood, no resurrection.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Because people do not want to acknowledge the things of the scripture, okay? And who is it is behind all of this evil? Satan is behind all this evil, okay? These ideas, these thoughts, he's behind all of this, okay? But he can't do it without you.
Yeah.
Satan cannot carry out his evil without you. He needs flesh and blood to approve what he's doing so that he can continue to do it.
Yep.
We are the ones,
right.
in other words, that's given Satan power.
Yes.
Satan don't just
Amen.
Get power. We give him power. We gave him our dominion. Jesus told
yep.
us, God told us to have dominion in this earth, okay? But we gave it to Satan. Kept giving it to Satan, okay? And when Jesus came back to earth, we still kept giving it to Satan. Even though the Lord Jesus Christ said, I came to set the captives free, we still gave it to Satan. And we still give it to Satan. Okay? America.
Wow.
America is supposed to be a holy place. America is supposed to be a sacred place. America is supposed to be a place, one of the other places, okay, besides Jerusalem, that Jesus Christ is supposed to come and get his people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because he says he's going to come to Zion. He's going to set his feet on Zion.
Right.
Yeah.
But we have said, hey, America ain't in prophecy. America is in prophecy. You can find America. You just read the first chapter. You just read the fourth chapter. That's America there, okay?
Amen.
And I defy anybody to prove it's not.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
All right? But this is the word of God, okay? Anybody want to say something else?
No, brother. I mean,
that was great, wonderful.
Yeah, you're laying
marvelous.
It down, brother, and you're, you know, letting people know why we need the solemn assembly. Because people may say, well, what do we need a solemn assembly for? And you're laying down to them why we need it, and you're telling the state of the church, you're telling the state of America. I did a broadcast today at 5:00, and it was titled. And I don't know, y'all may have heard this in the news. Actually, it was passed as a law in the state of Vermont, July the 1st. So that was 11 days ago, where that the state of Vermont banned food scraps in the trash. So the people, that go for the people living there, the businesses, supermarket, all restaurants, you can't throw leftovers, plate scrappings, peels, cores, seeds, or nothing in the trash can. Okay? Now, they went on to talk about how that the reason why they was doing this, because they became the first state here in the U.S. to ban food scrapping. But they said the reason why they were doing it because when you put it in the garbage can, it's going to the landfills and letting off a gas called methane, and it's going to cause climate change and all that stuff. But what people wasn't seeing what was behind it, because as I read the report to them, later on the report, it said, truly what we're really trying to do is keep people from wasting food. And they're right about that. People are, we the biggest wasters. We spoil, we waste it, and they said that we have waste enough food, as they gave one survey, 219 pounds per person per year. That's a lot of food.
That's a lot of food.
219 pounds per person. That's how much food we was been wasting. Okay?
Yeah.
No.
When they did that study, they said 31.9% of the food here in the United States is wasted. When Penn State University did that study, then the USDA did their own study, said in 2010, 31% of the U.S. food. We wasted 133 billion pounds at a cost of $162 billion. Now, they ain't lying about all this, because I'm telling you, that's why your stray dogs is walking around here fat, okay? Because
wait a minute.
They ain't got to worry about having no owner.
Wow.
Amen. Them dogs say, hey, I ain't worried about an owner. What for what? All they had to do is wait for garbage day, because I'm getting a full-course meal. Okay, I'm getting everything, because you're buying the stuff, you nibble off a little bit and say, you know, I didn't want that, and you throw the whole thing in the garbage can. That's what we're doing. And see, what they don't want to tell, because the word of God says a famine. Remember, it says in Matthew 24, famine, earthquakes.
Famines
are coming.
Yes.
And see, that's famine. See, they don't want to tell the real story, because see, these government officials, they're not letting you know. They're seeing the food shortage we're heading to. They see it. But instead of coming out telling you that, they say, okay, we can't tell the people that, because they're going to panic. Okay? So we'll tell them, say, hey, don't throw it in your garbage can, because it's setting off a gas and it's going to mess with climate change. The real truth is they know that we're coming to a food shortage. And they're talking about how much food we're wasting. And the word of the Lord came to me about wisdom, about famines, And that's what I told them on the broadcast I did earlier today, that God spoke to me about wisdom, how America has rejected wisdom. God has had servants going out here and speaking the word to here in America, and America has turned ahead. We're being unwise in food. We're being unwise in money. We're just blowing money to death, and we're blowing food. And whenever you start misusing something or abusing it or wasting it, down the road, you're going to pay for it. And this is what's happening. And this is why God has been telling us for years to tell the people, grow a garden, save some food, save some water. This is why he's been saying that, because why? God sees way further than us, and he saw where we were heading. And so, therefore, he speaks a word. He said, listen, save food. So what happened? Just like it said in the book of Proverbs, they start scorning it. They scorn the message. They make fun of you. When you were telling them to save food, they said, for what? I'm going to be gone any day. Why should I have to save food? And so you had the people making mockery. And now we're headed to a food shortage, but the government officials ain't coming out telling you that. Oh, no, we got to disguise it with something else. And Vermont became the first 11 days ago to set a ban on it, the first state here in the United States.
What?
And guess what? So most states finna follow them.
I got a question.
Most finna follow. Okay.
I got a question.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, you can.
Oh, I didn't mean to stop you going, brother. Like you were going on down the road.
Yeah, you had to catch me there for a bit. I'll have my feet on the gas.
I got to stop this roller coaster for a while. You can start it back up. But I'm enjoying and soaking it up and being blessed by it. Now, you just, saying some things and repeating and declaring something. I want to know this. You just got to say, so you telling me that the Church of Christ with Elijah Message and many other people are warning the people about this?
No.
No.
Wait a minute.
I say it
Hold
again.
Hold on now.
No.
Hold on. Wait a minute now. You all been speaking all these things and revealing these things and the And it's like a wake up call. Are you telling me that many of the churches who are called enlightened ones, quickened ones, and especially the Church of Christ, the Elijah Message, who have so much light, are you telling me they're not warning the nations and the people and the community and government about this, by coming?
No.
What's coming? What's coming? And preparing the people?
No, they're not.
And I tell you why, brother. I tell you why they're not being warned. Because any two times you telling people any day you can be driving in your car and be snatched up and your car going to keep rolling and hit a bridge, the people saying, why should I have to worry about it? Why should I have to worry about a food shortage? Any kind of thing that we know is going to be, quote, a great tribulation, we ain't got to face it. And in the Church of Christ, the Lies of Message, we haven't risen up because we are afraid of, quote, offending people. We said that we don't want to talk about other religions. We don't want to talk this and that. But we've been given a commission by God to speak the truth. I'm not telling people to go out there and kill people and destroy them. But you got to speak the truth. Amen? You got to tell the truth.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
When God said be at peace with all men, be at peace don't mean accept their traditions or accept their doctrines that is of devils and of demons and that's not of God. That is not what peace means. Okay?
Amen.
But see, we're trying to let the world think that's what it is. Okay? And so we're looking at this thing deficiency. We're headed to a food shortage, but we haven't warned the people. Now, God has sent some servants out that have been warning them, but America wasn't listening.
Okay. Did they warn the people about the rivers and the drought and the waters and the landfills?
No.
And the waters and the oceans are cursed?
No.
They
haven't.
And the one about the sin has polluted all this air pollution and poison in the air?
Amen.
No.
Amen.
The crop failures?
Hallelujah.
See, it goes back to what Brother Ronnie said earlier. We don't want to talk about the judgment. We don't want to talk about that, none of that. We ain't talking about no judgment.
Is that
when you put God and judgment in the same sentence? No, we ain't talking about that.
Did the angel messenger, the alliance that's coming today, give us a command, do not talk about the judgment?
No.
Is that what he says? He said,
no.
I command you not to warn the people,
oh,
not
no.
to awake them, not to reveal darkness, deception, not to talk about the judgment of God. Is that what he said not to do?
Oh, no. No, in fact, the Lord said, I have sent to devour and destroy in the land. So, no, he didn't say that.
Amen.
He didn't say that.
I'm going to tell you how serious this thing is, okay? I told you about Demetrius Duderman, right? That he had all type of visions, okay, about America's fall, about America being burned up in one day, right? It ain't going to be totally burned up. It's going to be hit in one day, okay? Well,
amen.
America is about to go through this thing, okay? And why is she about to go through this thing? Because she has turned her back on God, and because and you know the Lord gave the Duderman, he gave him specific commands. He told him, the angel told him, said, if you do not warn the people, this angel told him, if you do not warn the people of everything that I said to you, you are going to die. If you don't warn them of everything that I said, you must tell them everything that I said to you. And when that angel said that to him, the angel of the Lord of hosts, okay, John the Baptist is speaking, okay, he's coming, okay, and he's telling people the same things. God told us that we have to don't withhold these words from people. Tell them what God said. Okay? That this judgment is coming. The day of the Lord is coming, okay? The day of the Lord is different than the day of tribulation. What is the tribulation? You got a tribulation, you got a great tribulation, and then you got the day of the Lord. In the day of the Lord, there's nothing you can do. You're going to get, because you have had all the time you're going to get, okay?
Right.
When you get to that point, the tribulation and the great tribulation is to make you repent of your sins, okay? That's why all these things are coming upon the earth. That's why all these things are coming upon America, that she might repent of her sins before these things get completely, okay, before the day of the Lord come. Because when the day of the Lord come, hallelujah, he shall burn you up. He's going to burn you up. Glory to the Lamb.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We have not seen. We have not heard. Hallelujah. We have not believed that that judgment is coming. People hate to talk about judgment. They get afraid. But it's the devil that's afraid of this judgment, because the devil is already judged, okay? And he thinks that if he can hold it off, okay, that as long as we survive, he'll survive. Okay, that's what the devil thinks, okay? But it ain't that way, okay? The Lord going to burn him up root and branch, okay? And his demons
Amen.
Along with him. And he's going to have his part burning in the lake of fire. That's what the Word of God says, okay? Satan is the one that hates America. Satan is the one that hates the idea of Christ coming in this world, dying for this world, okay, sacrificing himself for this world, shedding his blood because by his blood he won the victory over Satan. He got the victory over Satan.
And let me add that. See, why does Satan hate and is trying to destroy three things? That Jesus was born by a virgin.
Amen.
That he shed his blood, the atonement, and especially the power of the resurrection.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory. Glory. Why is he trying to pervert the teachings about a virgin birth of Jesus being conceived of the Holy Spirit, the promised seed of Abraham to redeem, and that he was a sinless Son of God to lift it up on the cross for the redemption of all nations, including the Jews.
Amen.
And that the importance that he arose from the dead.
Yeah.
Because if he didn't rise from the dead, that means death has the power over everyone.
Amen.
But he broke, destroyed the power of death and the grave,
conquered
death and the grave, took the keys of death and hell from the devil.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ, all that in him shall live and shall arise and be seated in Christ. Now, the blood is, the atonement is hated.
Amen.
By devils, demons, and false religions. The resurrection,
Amen.
The body of election must be put down that you shall live again, that you're risen. Now, our hope being deferred to being taught where our hope is at. The Christian is being mislaid in many areas because they do not know what he's talking about, Zion, which refers to America and the church.
Amen.
And Zion
Amen.
Has a triple meaning. It not only does about old Jerusalem and Zion, but it's talking about the Zion of the last days, which is the church and this nation.
Yes.
The
Amen.
Church and this nation in Zion, or Zion, and the Zion redeemed in the Lord. And upon America is getting ready to be thoroughly cleansed by fire. Mm.
Amen.
And the
Amen.
Church, the redeemed, are getting ready to be cleansed because judgment must first begin at the house of God, the awakening.
Amen.
So all of these things are coming, but how many people are blowing the trumpet and warning?
No.
Listen, Malachi 4 and 5 says, "Behold, the day cometh that should burn as an oven."
Amen.
Shanta, behold the day cometh that should burn as a oven.
As an oven.
Amen.
And he followed through, and he talks about there will be no fear in the earth of the Lord, because the people of God does not fear the promise and the word of God and the judgment of the justice of God or the awakening of God. And he said that day cometh. And he says further in the fourth chapter of Malachi, is the last book in the Old Testament that refers to the end time, the
Amen.
Day we're living in. Shataka. And he said, it shall be like the fire, the judgment and the cleansing, the judgment of destruction and the cleansing is going to be almost side by side. The cleansing and the judgment that should come upon the rebellious who refuse to humble themselves. And then he talks about the church world, what has to be cleansed and awakened. Now it's coming. It's happening.
Amen.
And he says, all nations will be shaken.
Yes.
All nations are beginning to shake. What is going to be shaken? Hallelujah. Okay, let me stop here because this is not my time anyway. All right. Go ahead. I'm going to listen.
Well, brother, like you said concerning me, brother, look like you were about to get going there, brother. Look like you had your feet on the gas.
I had stopped.
Okay. Well, it looked like me and you was doing it together. We was going down the highway with our foot on the gas.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes somebody got to be in the car with us and tell us, get your feet off the gas for a minute.
Get
on the brakes a little bit. So we thank God for those that riding in the car with us, brother. We really appreciate
Hallelujah.
That. Amen. Now, as Brother Ronnie, as you were saying, you know, and you're pointing out to the people about the purpose of why we need a solemn assembly, and you have been showing the people through these four parts so far tonight that, you know, without this solemn assembly, we can't stand what's coming.
Amen.
We can't take it. I don't care, you know, how great a miracle God did through you and all that, you know, and how great miracles he did to you. We got to have this Sodom assembly.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead, brother.
Amen, because God is calling for a people. He ain't calling for one individual person. He ain't calling for this person or that, or a few people here and there, scattered here and there. He's calling for a body of Christ, his whole
Amen.
Body, all those that name the name of Christ, if you really love the Lord, if you really love his word, if you really believe in truth, okay, search the things that we are saying to you, okay, because we're not telling you any lies, okay? The things we are telling you are written in God's word, and the prophets have told us that the day going to come that's going to burn as an oven, okay? And
Amen.
In Revelation, it tells you that that the sun is going to burn is seven times hotter. Where you
Amen.
Think where you going to be when that happens?
Amen.
Huh? What shade are you going to hide under when that happens? When the sun gets seven times hotter and burn as an oven? You don't know nothing about that, do you? I don't know nothing about that either. And I tell you what, I don't know nothing about that, okay? But I tell you this.
They're gonna, the burning has begun.
Amen. Amen.
The burning, which is the burning of the destruction.
Yes.
The destruction of that which the Lord has not ordained in the earth.
Amen.
All nations,
all
systems,
yes.
all way of life,
yes.
every system in this world that's
Amen.
Ruled by Satan and sin and darkness
Amen.
Must come down.
Must come down. Hallelujah.
Must come down.
Must come down.
For the God of all grace and all deliverance through his Son Jesus Christ, through the everlasting gospel and the word of the Lord, say the time comes, the end of all nations and Satan's rule and sin shall have no longer have dominion. It's his time of the end of it, the end of Satan's and his kingdom and rule all over
Amen.
The world. There is shaking going on. So the primary mission of the redeemed is to preach the everlasting gospel as it was with power as Elijah. For the day coming, and all the proud and the wicked shall be as stubble on his feet.
Amen.
This is the day in Malachi, he said, the proud and those wicked, it shall be as stubble under his feet. And the day I will do it, behold, I'll send you Elijah. Then he comes and says, beware and be awake when you see the coming of Elijah. Behold, the day cometh. But next he said, I will send you Elijah before. Now listen, before all of this cometh, consume the earth, before it consume,
Amen.
I will send you Elijah the prophet
Amen.
Before the great
before.
And dreadful day of the Lord.
Amen.
He said the grateful day of the Lord is coming. So let's be reminded of the timeline we're living in.
Amen.
The prophetic
Amen.
Line.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know why
Amen.
Satan hates three important men? He hates Jerusalem and the Jews. There's a reason. He hates America. And he hates the redeemed body of believers in Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen.
Wake up call.
Amen.
Wake up call.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And this is why we need this. We need this solemn assembly. God has been calling for through his word. And if there's two major events that God has spoken of that must happen again, is the solemn assembly and the day of Pentecost. He said
Amen.
Pentecost must come. Okay.
Pentecost must
you know,
come.
No.
It must come.
Did you say something about Pentecost, brother?
Yes, I did. Pentecost.
But you know that's
come.
A no-no.
Oh, I know. But I had to say it anyhow. I had to go and say it.
Who said that?
Oh, I had to say it, brother. I know it's a no-no, but I had to say it. I had to go ahead and say it. It's the word of the Lord.
What authority do you to say that Pentecost must come again? Wait a minute now. Hold on. Where did you get that idea that Pentecost must come again?
Oh, Jesus just said it through his angel. He just said it through that. I feel like since I got his backup, I'm good. That's why I thank God for that word of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. God been straightening out confusion with the Christians all over, brother. Christians arguing about
hold on.
Should it be,
Wait a minute now. Have you got another witness? Because, you know, the Lord likes to back up things. You know, he's a backup man. He always authenticate everything with two or three witnesses.
He said in the book of Acts, he talks about how the heaven must receive Christ until the time of the restitution of all things. And therefore, we know that from the word of God in Mark, he speaks about there's things that are God and things that are man. So we know that the things of God has to be restored. We know Pentecost is that of God because he already had told them when it first came. We know that that has to be restored. That has to be brought back again.
No, bro, we don't need no Pentecost again. We don't need no Book of Acts. I thought we had torn that out of the Bible, the Book of Acts. I thought we had torn that out of the pages. That's not needed anymore.
No. Oh, yeah, well, when we did that, we had to go buy another Bible, brother. We had to go buy another Bible. So the page, I made a mistake.
Why did the early church, Peter, Paul, and John, why did they need the Pentecost and we don't?
Because we ain't thinking straight, brother. That's what's happening in the body. We think that we're going to be snatched up by the early church who went through and got the head cut off and limb snatched and thrown in the gladiator ring. And we just running around here singing like the Smurfs and think we're going to be snatched up in the air. So we ain't thinking right.
Okay. All right, brother.
The Lord says, you must receive this gift. The body of Christ must receive the same thing that the church of old received. We must go by the same design that Jesus Christ laid out from the beginning. The church has to receive this promise of the Father, okay?
Right.
And we all have to receive that power of the Holy Ghost. If Mary had to receive it, we got to receive it. If the apostles had to receive it, we have to receive it, okay? We have to receive that power of the Holy Ghost. We have to wait, okay? Okay, they went into a room and they waited. Like the Lord Jesus Christ told me, he said, wait for the promise of the Father, okay? And then not only that time, the Holy Ghost kept falling. In the book of Acts, the Holy Ghost kept falling. Every time you read a couple of chapters on, the Holy Ghost is falling again. Why? The Holy Ghost knocked who off his horse, off his donkey. He knocked Saul off his donkey when he was on his way to do his evil. Okay? And that same spirit.
Wow.
Him, okay.
Wow.
You got to be a witness for me. You're going to be a witness for me. And he told him he had to wait. Paul had to wait for the promise. We all got to wait for the promise of the Father, okay? It's given to us.
It got to be restored. You mean that it got to be restored.
It got to be restored.
But it got to be restored in a greater way.
In a greater way.
Now, here's the problem. Many people around the world are receiving power of the Holy Ghost. But this is another level.
It's another level.
All things have to be restored.
Yeah.
And he said, it got to be as it was Elijah.
Amen.
What did Elijah and Elisha have in their day that's going to be needed in this day? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, yeah.
What was they walking in under Moses and Elijah when he says all things got to be restored? What did Moses have upon his life and Elijah like these two that we are going to have today to be in the holy place to pass through all that coming up on the earth?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The Joel prophecy promised that the first Pentecost is not going to be sufficient.
Amen.
He says there is another rain, a former rain, and a latter rain. Double and triple.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and be glorified. And amen. You know, it's been a blessed broadcast. Brother Ronnie, we're going to be looking for part five Tuesday, aren't we?
Okay.
Okay, so, all right. Okay. So, brother, I know you got plenty of scriptures. And like I said, we will continue on with these parts until, you know, whenever God is paid, say, okay, go on to the next one. But I wanted to let everyone know we're going to be coming Tuesday. Lord say the same with Solemn Assembly Part 5. As my brother thus far is he's breaking down to you the purpose of why we need a Solemn Assembly, the importance of it. And, amen, we're not just on this broadcast trying to take up your time. Amen, we're trying to give you the Word of God. But once again, remember on the broadcast, we're always pointing you to Christ, okay?
Amen.
We always, when we give you the scripture, we always tell you, say, go look it up yourself, go study yourself. No time has we ever been on this broadcast and told you all to say, hey, you better hear it just because we're saying it. No. Jesus commissioned us to tell you and then told us to point you to him. And that's what we were told to do. Amen?
Yes.
And I'd rather do it like Jesus said because I don't want all that extra pressure on me anyhow. Amen. Me and pressure don't go together good. So, therefore, I want to say, hey, I'm going to do what Jesus said, tell you what he said, and tell you to go to him. And now I'm getting it off of me. Amen. Because me and pressure and me and disturbance, we can never get along. And we still don't get along. So, therefore, I'm going to do it just like Jesus said. Amen. Praise be to God.
Amen.
And I'm going to go to bed at night and go to sleep and get up. Amen. That's what I'm going to do. So praise and glory be to God. Thank God for this broadcast. I want to ask, since our brother have come on to join us, he know I got to put him to work. I'm going to ask if he would give a final word, and then Brother Ronnie, I want to ask if you would close us out with prayer.
Okay.
I thank my God for the opportunity that we have in Zion yet, the closing of the door of opportunity for Christians to stand forth in America is closing in. So while we have a chance, we better blow. You better walk in your assignment. You better move swiftly because we need the revival and the awakening of the mighty assembly of cry mighty unto God.
Amen.
And this is the time to awaken us to what the angel said, cry mighty till you might find deliverance.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh God, the eternal Father, we ask
yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify all the hearers, all the listeners, O Lord Jesus, all those,
yes,
O Lord God, who are born again of the water and spirit, that they might add to themselves, hallelujah, more of the knowledge, more of the understanding, more of the word of God, O Lord Jesus. Add to them, O Lord Jesus, in your mighty name. Give them knowledge, wisdom, Lord God, such as come from you, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless them, O Lord God, with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lamb, Lord God, that they may know what is the hope calling. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for all you've been listening. Once again, we're going to have a Another God's Word to Man broadcast on tomorrow night. Brother Emmanuel Murphy will be heading it off. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. And then we'll be back on Tuesday coming with Solemn Assembly Part 5. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. on that night. So once again, as for Brother Lee and Brother Ron and Brother Nate, we love you all. God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.